Time for our second feature. Television presenter Helen McDermott has a guilty secret. She's growing older. Her words are read for us by Elizabeth Stimson.
Helen Dermott has a guilty secret. She's getting older. The word pensioner is one of those useful bits of reporting shorthand that you see every day. For years, it's painted a picture for me of some frail, vulnerable old biddy knocked over by a bus. Or it's a sturdy veteran who has done something amazing for charity. I never thought that one day it might apply to me, except that I'm not one, even though I'm old enough to be one, or I would have been if the goalposts hadn't been shifted. Thanks to changes in the pension rules, I'm one of those women who won't get our state pension until much later than planned. I'm 63 now, and I've got to wait 3 years before I can legitimately be called a pensioner. What I am, in the meantime, is part of a group called WASPI, Women Against State Pension Inequality, set up to challenge the unfairness of those changes. We understand that there has to be some alterations to the rules to fund an ageing population, but we could do with a bit of help to offset the loss of a pension for many more years than we expected. We women all anticipated getting the state pension at the age of 60. Now we've got to make it to 66, and we have to keep up the contributions. But the fact is, many companies don't want older women on the payroll. As a freelance, when Anglia TV and I parted company after 27 years, I had no company pension to walk away with. But I'm one of the lucky WASPIs. I'm happy and able to carry on working. Among other things, I've been running my own theatre company and doing a spot of writing. Mustard TV generously took me on. Sadly, that generosity isn't echoed in certain elements of the audience. Lately, a nasty little letter turned up, anonymous, of course. I got the most stick. If this courageous critic had complained about my performance and delivery, it would have been unpleasant enough. But his beef was about my age and my appearance. His wife agreed. Why, they wondered, did Mustard have an old woman presenting who was not blessed in the looks department when there are lovely young weather girls who should be given the job? There was more. You get the gist. Of course, it's entirely my fault, growing older. If he cares to creep out from behind his cloak of anonymity, we might have a chat about it. He could bring his wife, too. I could wear a bag over my head, and so can they.